are you wearing?
Sometimes you wear stretchy pants.
When why is that?
Today is your day because it's National Fast Food Day.
Yes, fast food.
Not fast food, good food quickly.
Fast food, okay.
Fast food day.
Love burgers and fries.
Fried chicken, pizza. It is National Fast Food Day today.
Happy National Fast Food Day.
Order up.
It's showtime.
WQKX.
Sunbury. My name is Tom Morgan, and I haven't eaten fast food since 1993. Can we get another topic for the show today? How about live theater? Yeah, let's bring some live theater in here. Everything from Clue to Murder Mystery. Coming up this morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Just in case you need more than one reason to stay here, we've got plenty of chances to win this morning. The Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet. Coming up later on this hour, we will still reward you this morning for listening to Morgan in the Morning with McDonald's. Murder Mystery Theater is coming to the Albright Center in Sunbury. And we're going to give you a clue. And speaking of clue, Shikalimi High School Theater presenting Clue on Stage, and we will mic them up in the studio coming up later on this morning. Stay with us.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Late night TV is on the way. Jimmy Fallon is talking about people crunching their wallets a little bit and canceling their streaming services. Ooh.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
We'll get this. A new poll found that due to rising costs, nearly half of Americans will soon cancel at least one of their streaming subscriptions. You know, as soon as you cancel Netflix, you're going to hear your neighbor scream through the wall, "What the hell?"
There you go.
I was almost done with Squid Game. Sorry.
WQKX 94KX.
Hey, a big congratulations to Jennifer Inch of Lewisburg. Jen and her husband Steve are on the way to Cancun, our grand prize winner in the Keys to Cancun contest with Liberty Travel. We had Trudy Lagerman from Liberty on the show yesterday morning, and we wrapped up the show with an urge for you to go to Facebook Live. First time we ever did that. And then we did the grand prize drawing, Facebook Live, in which we had hundreds of viewers on Facebook Live. That was really cool. And then all these little sad faces started popping up like, "I didn't win." And it kind of made us feel sad. And you know me, well, maybe you don't know me, but I'm a giving kind of guy. So I wanted to do the old Oprah, "You get a vacation, you get a vacation." No, you can't do that. So Jennifer and her hubby are the winners. The rest of us go back to the drawing board and try to find a winter vacation spot. Speaking of winter, nobody told me there was Monday Night Football last night and I was watching the Hallmark Channel. Forgive me, it happens. It's wintertime, it was 30 degrees, there was snow flurries, and I'm watching the Hallmark Channel instead of Monday Night Football. I'm waiting for my script that I sent to Hallmark to hit the big screen. City boy moves to small town Northumberland Point Township to find love for the rest of his life. Nothing yet. Let's take a look at what's on tonight, actually.
Tonight on the Hallmark Channel.
Yeah?
Christmas at a Christmas tree farm.
What?
He's a widower architect from the big city.
Well, that's not me.
Perfect teeth, 20-inch biceps,
ooh,
and a precocious 5-year-old daughter who's sweet enough to give you a cavity.
Not me.
She's a former lingerie model.
Well,
look
at that.
Who's unable to have a child of her own.
Oh.
Who now works on her parents' Christmas tree farm.
That's weird.
Will they meet and find love?
Will they?
What are you, a moron?
Oh.
It's Christmas at a Christmas tree farm. Tonight on the Hallmark Channel.
There's hope for my plot yet. It could be coming up, all right?
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Mark's got the news. Maybe more in those PennDOT delineators.
What?
We've got sports and AccuWeather. It's Morgan in the Morning. The Penn State Ticket Blitz. Your chance to qualify coming up next.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Uh-oh, somebody left the cat out of the bag, if you don't mind the expression, I guess. You heard the Nittany Roar. That means it's time for the Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet. Every time Penn State plays at home, you got your shot at some pretty sweet game tickets. This Saturday, Penn State takes on Rutgers at 1, and we'll take callers 9, 4, and 1 right now to qualify to be there Saturday. with Penn State, Rutgers, and Regis and Chevrolet.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Callers 9, 4, and 1. Good luck.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
What a great Fallon show last night featuring some Ghostbusters. Details on the way.
Morgan in the Morning.
Give me that talker.
Hello.
Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Yeah, John from Sunbury is qualified to go see Penn State. Don from Ashland and Ashley from Norrie. You want in on this?
Heck yeah.
I mean, heck yeah. Who wouldn't want to go to a Penn State game, right?
Exactly.
I mean, it's an experience like no other. I mean, even last week when they lost, it was still a great time, right?
Yep, it's still an experience.
Yeah, well, you are qualified. We'll be calling you Thursday if you win. What do you think?
Yay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, my dear.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
I'm not a sequel kind of guy. I maybe Godfather 2 is the last sequel I liked. Rocky, no, I stick with the original Rocky. But when somebody said Ghostbusters is coming out with yet another movie, all these years later, I'm like, yeah, ain't gonna work. Then I talked to Movie Mike about it. He said, hey, wait up. This might be something you've been waiting for. Well, last night on Jimmy Fallon, The Tonight Show, Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray were on the show.
I know people have been trying to get you guys together to reunite for a long time. Why now?
Jason Reitman wrote a great script, so full of heart, and going right back to the first two movies and its DNA and its heart and soul. And we just read it and thought, you know, this is the right time, and this is the right way to do it.
Jason is the son of the original director, Ivan Reitman, and Jason's made some great movies on his own, and he had his own take on, because he grew up as a child of the Ghostbusters, sort of, in a way. He had something he thought would work as a good story, and we all agreed that he got it.
So, yeah, this could be a great story. This could be a great movie. And then last night, they went into the commercial break with Dan Aykroyd singing. It was amazing. Things got spooky because they're Ghostbusters, get it? That's good stuff.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
This is going to be a good time. A murder mystery dinner show coming to the Albright Center in Sunbury. A classic whodunit. Today and tomorrow, I'm going to give you a clue. And then Mark Stevens will ask for that clue later in the day. Call in with the correct clue and you'll win a pair of tickets to the show. This is going to be cool. Can I have my clue, please? Sealed in an envelope. Since noon yesterday on the front porch of Funkin' Wagner. Here's your clue for the day. Morgan in the studio with a headphone cord. Wait, I'm going to strangle somebody with my own headphone cord? Okay. Here's the clue. Tom Morgan in the studio with a headphone cord. Remember that later on this afternoon, and you're going to the show. Wise Markets in Albright Center of Sunbury present Murder Mystery Dinner Theater.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Birthday buddies and late night TV. Kimmel is talking about this whole help wanted situation. Morgan in the Morning.
It's still not entirely clear why it is so difficult to find workers right now, especially in the food service industry. It seems like every restaurant is having trouble finding staff. I drove by a Five Guys today. It was only a Four Guy.
Birthday Buddies coming up next. Color Me Bad. Lynn Hall, remember them from the 90s?
No, I do. Wait, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. No, yes, I remember them.
His name was Brian Abrams, not to be confused with Brian Adams. He's 52 years old.
Wow.
He is in that band, Color Me Bad.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday Buddies.
Yes!
And go!
All right, other celebrity birthdays. Pete Davidson from SNL is 28 years old today.
Really? Okay.
I'm going to ask you, I don't know if you know, but do you know who he's going out with this week? Is it still Kardashian?
I don't know at all anymore. I mean, I lost track way Ariana Grande ago.
He was on SNL over the weekend. Now, he's already gone out with Grande, like you said, and then Taylor Swift for a hot second.
Yeah.
And now it's one of the Kardashians, but Pete Davidson and Taylor Swift did a sketch together on SNL.
Really?
The planet Moon is very nice. It's a world that's made of spice. It's
Davidson rap.
These guys
it's just terrible.
Why is he humiliating us?
You know what? We can't stand for this.
Are you guys ready to go in again?
No.
But we can't do this anymore. Okay, it's humiliating.
Damn, guys, I'm sorry. I thought this would be a fun thing for all of us. If it's not, then let's just end it.
Thanks, Pete.
Thank you.
Enter Taylor Swift.
Wait, what bridge?
Hey, Pete.
Oh, hey, Taylor.
Tended to like Taylor Swift's version a little bit better than Pete Davidson.
Seriously.
That was unbelievable.
That was funny. My goodness.
Those are the celebrity birthdays. Let's take a look at the locals. What do we call them?
We call them birthday buddies.
Of course we do. Happy birthday to Amble Singleman. Amber is 34 today.
Angela Munson from New Columbia, 40 today.
Angela O'Brien from Sealands Grove is 47 today.
And another Angela. Angela Siebel from Sealands Grove. She's also 47 today.
And here I thought all the Angelas lived in the coal region. Ange, make me a ham sandwich.
Ange. I guess.
Ange.
Anyway, Brenda Stetler from Sealands Grove is 57 today.
Darla Hupp, 45 today.
Jean Springer, Lewisburg, 64.
Kathy Clace is 43.
Kelly Conyar is 44.
Kim Hare is 44 also.
Happy birthday to Lori Hoke from Winfield. She's 51.
Miranda Kessler, 28 today.
Paul Dietrich from Mifflinburg, 46.
Happy birthday to Robert Orphan from East Chillisquaukee, 62 today.
You just like saying Chillisquaukee.
I do. And I enjoy that.
Okay. Robin Weller from Richfield is 48 today. Those are the birthdays. Nothing messaged in and nothing on the Ford Fun Line. But feel free to lick a stamp, right?
You can. Well, you don't have to lick stamps anymore. They are self-adhesive these
See,
days.
See, that's how old I am.
Yes. Get with the program.
All right. Either way, you get them to us, and we read them every day at this time. We call them...
Birthday Buddies.
Yes.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
We've all got that side dish we make for Thanksgiving. Maybe it's an old, ancient family recipe. Maybe it's something we made up. But we all have it, and we save it for Thanksgiving. Oh, this is nice. Nice theme music for such a contest. Wise Markets wants to know your secret side dish. And it won't be a secret anymore. Share it on the 94KX Facebook page, and we'll give you a $25 gift card from Wise Markets. Love the music. Julia Charles. Side dish sharing coming up with Morgan in the Morning. it's Coldplay, 94KX.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Yesterday morning, Amber Jones from Sunbury shared her salt and vinegar potato chip green bean side dish recipe, and people are liking it like crazy. It's the Wise Market side dish share with Morgan in the Morning, and we want to know what your favorite side dish is. More different than any other side dish? The more different, the better, actually. We want to know your delicious side dish. It'll get you a $25 gift card. However, you have to share that side dish with 94KX so we can share it on our Facebook page. So, what are you waiting for? I mean, come on.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We'll snatch up a random line. Good luck.
We have another winner.
Hi, 94KX. Who's this?
This is Christine.
Christina?
Yep.
Can I call you Chef Christina this morning?
I guess you can.
Where are you calling from, Christina?
Lewisburg.
All right. What is that side dish you make that no one else makes that everybody loves?
Well, we like caramelized sweet potatoes.
Okay, now tell me what they're all about. Because sweet potatoes could be done a million different ways, right?
You bet.
All right, so what's what do you do?
We take sweet potatoes, you peel and cube them. You add olive oil, brown sugar, or sweetener to taste, and cinnamon. Toss that all together. Bake it at 400 degrees for about 30 minutes.
You think the cinnamon is the secret ingredient there?
I like that, yes.
Yeah, sounds good to me. Hey, Christina, for you, a $25 gift card from Wise Markets for sharing your side dish with us.
Wonderful.
Now you must share it with all in Central PA. It's that easy. It's the Wise Markets Side Dish Share, and it's only here with Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
Working our way toward news, information on the Delineator episode that's going on the Veterans Memorial Bridge in Sunbury today, so expect traffic delays. What is a delineator? It sounds like some kind of space weapon. Maybe something that Russia blew up yesterday and the United States is ticked off over. I don't know. The space station guys had to escape into their emergency pods because there's debris flying all over the place because Russia decided to blow something up. Hey, it was ours. We blew it up. We didn't need it anymore. Well, you might want to check to see what's around you. Kind of like PennDOT today, replacing the delineators on the Veterans Memorial Bridge in Sunbury. The delineators must be destroyed. Oh, wait, they already were destroyed. They have to be replaced. What the hell's a delineator, you're asking yourself? They're those obnoxious orange things that separate the traffic flow on the Veterans Memorial Bridge. Like, the bridge is kind of wide, so we have to put these big reflective things. And I'm pretty sure that on any given Friday night, there's some goof somewhere who is trained on video games saying, I wonder how many of these I can knock over.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
New sports and AccuWeather. And next hour, we'll mic up the Shikellamy Theater Department.
UKXHD1, Sunbury.
Hello, my name is Colonel Mustard in the library with a pipe wrench.
Get a clue on stage. Coming up next,
94KX.
We like to get mic'd up at this time every single morning with different guests in the studio. I love theater. I came up through theater, middle school, high school, even college theater. Not around here. You never saw me on stage. Then I raised children that were in the Shikellamy High School Theater, and we have them back again this year. Ellen Boyer, my dear old friend. God, it's nice to see you again.
Great to see you, Tom.
How many years have we talked about theater productions at Shikellamy? I've been living in this area for almost 45 years.
Probably about 44.
Yeah. Sounds good. Shikellamy is doing their fall drama, and it's called Clue on Stage. We've all played that board game.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, we have. And you're going to see all your familiar characters, Miss Scarlet, Colonel Mustard, Professor Plum, Mr. Green, Mrs. White, and, of course, Mrs. Peacock, plus some very surprising guests along the way.
I used to always say Betty White instead of Mrs. White. But anyway, that was my mistake. But love the board game as a kid.
Love the board game. Love the movie. Everybody remembers, you know, Madeline Kahn and Tim Curry and all those folks in the movie. It's just great. So,
was it ever a stage show or is it a stage show after the movie? I don't even know.
It was a stage show after the movie and after the game. So there's all these credits because everybody added. And then it came through several versions. Mm-hmm. And Sutton Foster's brother Hunter has added to this last version. So it's really interesting how it's evolved.
Yeah.
But this one is really, really fun.
Is it still the same way, though, the rooms and the weapons and all that?
Oh, yes. We had to create 7 or 8 rooms, and we've got the weapons and the characters and all sorts of fun surprises for the audience.
But nothing's changed, like Miss Scarlet on a Peloton with a taser? Nothing like that?
No, nothing like that. No, it actually is still set in the mid-50s. Okay, in the height of the McCarthy era. So.
Ah, all right. We have Mr. Green and Professor Plum with us. We'd like to introduce Thomas Bennett, who is Mr. Green, and Cameron Booker, who is Professor Plum. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
What year are you guys in?
Well, I'm a senior for this year of high school, yeah.
Okay.
I'm also a senior.
Oh, so you've had a lot of experience in the theater and a lot of Ellen Boyer in your life, haven't you?
Yeah, certainly.
Not just this weekend's practice. Okay. Okay. Thomas, Mr. Green, do you change your voice for the character?
Not really. I'm kind of Mr. Green in real life.
So, Thomas, you excited about the show?
Oh, I'm so excited.
Okay, and then, of course, there's competition plays and musicals at Shikellamy. Have you done them all?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've done a competition play last year for 2 Samuel.
Okay.
And then before that, I did 2 Samuel again.
You know? Is your fondest memory of Shikellamy Theater still to come in your senior year, you think?
I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's great to have you. Cameron Booker. Professor Plum, you've got to have some kind of voice. Okay, give me your professor voice. I gotta hear it.
Well, I try to be a little more pompous, a little more arrogant, you see. So I try to be a little more pristine, upright. Try to give myself a little attitude with it as well.
Well, Professor, thank you for coming in to such a lowly morning radio show. thank you for being here. You're a senior as well. You've been doing a lot with Shikellamy Theater?
Oh, yeah. I've been in the Shikellamy Theater for the past couple of years. I'd say about 5 years now since Ragtime, right?
Right.
Wow.
Quite a few of the students in the show have started in middle school. Thomas came to us from Lourdes. He had been there and had done some theater at Lourdes. But Caleb Wirtz, who's in the show, Caleb's been in the theater since he was in 5th grade.
But no, theater starts early at Shikellamy.
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, we have a 7th grader in the show.
Oh, my.
So it's really exciting. And sometimes I can cast, if we need young people, we can cast earlier on. And
great memories still to come in your senior year, Cameron, but do you have one story, and I know I'm putting you on the spot here, but one memory of Shikellamy Theater that you'll carry for the rest of your life?
I mean, certainly just anything really from Ragtime, because that was all fresh start. Everything was new. Everything a little intimidating, honestly.
Yeah.
If I really had to point out to one specific thing, I would just kind of point out 2 Samuel 2 years ago as a whole, because there was just a lot of camaraderie, a lot of brotherhood there.
That's a great point. Everybody talks about sports a lot when we talk about high school and college, but in theater, the older veterans get to teach the rookies, the 7th and 8th graders coming in, and you were one of those rookies, and now you're a senior, so how you treating that little 7th grader in Clue?
Well, I mean, she really looks up to us seniors there, because she wants to do good, and we want her to do good, too. So we try to help them along as much as we can.
Yeah. I have to tell a quick story.
Sure.
Caden Balliot is in the show, and his brother Kyler had been Huck Finn and Big River and done a lot.
Yeah.
And Cam doesn't even know I heard this, but I was sitting at the sewing machine the other day, and I hear Cam on the other side of the set, and he says to Caden, he goes, "Caden, one lesson we learn here is that we work smarter, not harder. And I'm telling you, buddy, you're working smart." And I thought that was so sweet.
Yeah.
It was just wonderful to hear.
Way to go, coach. Way to go. Ellen, give us the information on the show. How do we get tickets?
Sure. Okay. First of all, the show is this coming Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. And then Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Tickets are $10 for adults and $8 for students. It's all general admission. So all the tickets can be purchased at the door. They can also call 570-286-3760.
Professor Plum, give me Professor Plum telling everybody to come out to the show.
Well, I do believe that everyone should come see Clue on stage at Shikellamy High School on Walnut Street in Sunbury, Pennsylvania, this Thursday into the coming Sunday.
Well done, Professor. Thanks, guys. 94.1 WQKX.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
We could use a professor around here, I'm telling you that much. Anyway, on the way, Tom's top list, still to come, and a late night soundbite. This time around, Jimmy Fallon with an uh-oh at Costco.
Some business news. I heard that Costco just warned its customers of a potential data breach after they found a credit card skimmer in one of their stores. Or as the thief put it, I just bought some identities in bulk.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, we've got quite a list of stats. Do you know with the labor shortage, there's a pretty good chance you won't get fired? Even if you should get fired, it's the truth. One in five Americans have done something at work that could have cost them their jobs. But because of the situation we're in, they're still working. Only 11% of people who've committed a fireable offense said that they got in trouble for it. 48% said their boss let it slide, and another 41% never got in trouble at all because nobody found out. Wow. One of the most common mistakes we make is saying something without realizing the boss can hear us. So shut your trap. 13% have forgot to mute themselves during a meeting, you know, that kind of thing. And another common misbehavior, shopping online on your work computer, applying for a job on your work computer, and last but not least, falling asleep at your desk. Whoa! I fall asleep at my desk at least twice a day.
Whoa. Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Really? He's making a comeback, but it's in radio? Are you kidding me? It's Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
On the Ford Fun Line right now is Jennifer Inch from Lewisburg. Do you know that name? If you don't, she is the winner of our Keys to Cancun contest. Have you calmed down yet, Jennifer?
Not really, no.
This is one heck of a way to go into Thanksgiving and Christmas with an early present, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I just couldn't believe it when I was getting text messages like, was this you? Did you win? And I'm like, I have no idea.
Oh, so were you at work or were
I was at, no, I was at work.
Okay.
And my phone was blowing up and they're like, was that you? I'm like, well, it was either me or my sister-in-law, Jennifer Inch.
Wait, you have a sister-in-law with the same name?
I do.
Okay, so your husband married a woman named Jennifer, but he had a sister named Jennifer.
My Steve's middle brother married a girl named Jennifer.
So you weren't quite sure if you won or not because your phone was blown up because some lady named Jennifer Inch won a trip to Cancun.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. That's a hilarious story. So then we do the Facebook Live. Your phone blows up even more. We had hundreds of people watching the Facebook Live at about this time yesterday. And then Sam Tyler and I give you a call, and you're like, it must be me.
Yeah. By that time, when I saw that number, by that time I was jumping around my office.
Oh, wow. You didn't get in trouble at work, did you?
Oh, no. My coworkers and boss were very excited for me.
Oh, that's very nice. Now, isn't it a good thought knowing that it's like the temperatures are in the 30s, there's snow in the air, and you and your husband are going to Cancun?
Yes. We are hoping maybe after the holidays. And I want to thank 94 of the Valley and Liberty Travel for all of this. It's a dream come true and once in a lifetime for us.
Wow. Well said. Congratulations, Jennifer and Steve, if you're listening. Have a great time, buddy.
You can be a McDonald's crispy chicken sandwich winner right now.
This isn't just another chicken sandwich. No, it's more than that.
It's a reward for listening to Morgan in the Morning.
You'll be biting into McDonald's new crispy, juicy, tender chicken sandwich.
Just like McDonald's gives you rewards for visiting. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We have another winner.
Yeah, Michelle, you're getting rewarded just for listening to Morgan in the Morning. Where are you calling from?
Bloomsburg.
Yeah, work today? Yeah, at home?
Yeah. I'm at work.
Well, I'm glad you could listen to Morgan in the Morning at work. I'm going to reward you with your choice of chicken, crispy, spicy, or deluxe from McDonald's. How's that?
Oh, that sounds good.
Now you could, like, show off and eat your McDonald's lunch in front of all your coworkers and say, don't you wish you listened to Morgan in the Morning, guys? Come on now. Congratulations, Michelle. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Winners every morning with McDonald's and 94KX. Chad Evans on the way next. Your parting shot today is consider this. Pee Wee Herman just got his own radio show. Yeah. He'll be working for KCRW in Santa Monica. He's excited. He says he'll bring you lots of great music and great entertainment. Now, this show isn't that bad after all, is it? No.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.